and I guess it says CBD. And I'm like, they're testing me for CBD?
CBC?
CBC? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Let me look it up. I'll look it up.
CBC.
CBC. CBC.
Blood test.
CBC. That's a television broadcasting.
Type in CBC.
Complete blood count.
Complete blood count?
Yeah.
Okay. That's normal.
Look at that. CBC National Bank.
National Bank?
You're a blood bank. Is that funny? Oh, okay.
I thought of,
Oh my god, speak. Oh my god, speak.
There was so much going on in my head because I was trying to smoke cholesterol.
Smoke cholesterol?
I was trying to spell cholesterol and you kept telling me to speak and I was like... I spelled this C-H-O-P-L-E-S-T-E-R-A-L.
Dear!
Choplesterol.
Gosh! A stroke. Oh. Are you ready to start?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Hi. Shit. I choked. Welcome back to Upper Discussion. Should we start over or no?
No.
Okay. I inhaled and my spit hit the back of my throat. That was rough.
Oh, that was bad.
She twitched.
Go ahead. I twitched real bad. That's Maddie. Hi.
This is Jay. We are here. You are here.
Up for Discussion.
Welcome. Yeah. What wine are we doing today?
Oh, look at that.
What is that?
From them to get blood.
That's a lot. They do multiple
implants. No, it's just one thing, but it bruises.
Good God.
Lady said I have a good vein, though, so I was like...
Okay.
Period.
That vein's nice. Isn't that scary hearing a person be like, you have a nice vein?
I think it was scarier for the lady because I laugh when I get my blood taken because it tickles.
Freak.
Yeah. She said...
I cried when I got mine. Really? Yeah. It was when I was in the hospital.
When you couldn't poop.
If y'all don't know, I went to the hospital 1 year because I was so constipated and I was trying to poop and it would not come out. And so I was in the bed and I was crying and my mom was at work. And I was like, Mom, I was like, it hurts. It's a sharp pain when I move. I'm even like sitting here and it just like hurts. And she was just like, oh, okay. So then she had me talk to one of the doctors at her job and I explained my symptoms and she was just like, oh, okay. And so then my mom came and got me and brought me back to her job. And then I went to the ER and then they took a CAT scan because they were like, you might have a appendicitis.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, he came back and said, laughing. And I was just like, why are we laughing? Take me to the cut me the up.
Surgery.
Yeah, I was like, cut me up, get me better. He was like, you just need to poop. And I was like, oh, I just have the poop? That's it? And I'm gonna shut the door. It didn't make a noise.
Ooh.
Okay, it was loud. Yeah, I just had to poop. And he gave me like this like over the counter like laxative that had me like squirting like all day. Yeah. But no.
Not that
How did we get here?
Blood.
Blood.
Crying.
I had mono.
Oh yeah.
When I was like 12. Because I ate after this bitch. This dumbass hoe. She licked a pretzel and gave it to me. And then I put it in my mouth. And then she was like, I licked it. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, after I swallowed.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I got fucking mono.
Yeah.
Like, recently after. And she was fine. Everybody else was... I was out for, like, a month. I was out of school for a month. And I was in the hospital.
Shit.
It was horrible. I had to get an IV and everything. It was, like, so bad.
Oh, no.
It was so bad. And somebody else that I know, they had mono, and I, like, went to, like, other parts of their body.
Oh.
And they had to, like, surgery.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, shit. Mono did that? Yeah. In the hospital.
Mono's serious.
Yeah, I was fucking dying. Okay. Where are we at? Wine.
Wine.
What's the wine of the week?
Winking Owl Sangria.
Cute. Oh, yeah. We did Winking... I had the same problem last time, I feel like. We did Winking Owl last week. And just again, it's from Aldi. $2.
It's cheap.
It's a cheap ass bitch. That's what we are.
Yes, that's what we got. So, of course, Sangria.
Sangria. Sweet. Easy.
Medium bodied.
Medium bodied.
Delightful red fruit notes with a hint of citrus.
Sexy.
Food, seafood, grilled veggies, and Spanish cuisine. Best served when chilled.
We're not eating anything. Good job.
Why does it... Oh.
Are you okay?
I was like, why does it have a picture of California?
Goods from... Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I had a moment.
You always have a moment. It's us. It's okay. It's both us. Of us do. Yeah.
We both have a moment. Ooh. I love that sound.
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Should I wait to drink it?
Just drink it.
Okay.
You twirl it around?
Oh, shit. I'll start over. Twirl.
The way you sniff it.
I don't really like the smell of it. It just smells kind of...
Ooh.
It's fine.
Ooh,
did it get your jaw?
Yes.
Your jaw, yeah.
Yeah, it was super sweet on my jaw. It's good.
Yeah, this is too juicy. This is easy.
I could finish her.
In one whole thing. Yeah.
I have to drive.
This is one, this is a bottle for a night. Mm-hmm. This is not like a, we're going to have this over time. This is a one night wine.
1 out of 5. It's a 5. Right.
I think it's a 5.
Okay, it's a 5. Because
it's a juicy ass girl.
And it's $2.
And it's $2. Yeah, I forgot. We rate wines now. 1 out of 5 in this rating. Also waiting. This waiting.
What's up with your W's and R's?
Girl, I don't know. Winking out.
Winking out.
The rate for this one is a 5. For
yeah,
me.
For sure.
I kind of almost do want more of the wine taste. Like, I would like that.
Because it's just super sweet. But she's good.
It's super sweet and it's almost, what's that one word? It's almost carbonated to it. Do you feel a little bit of carbonation in there?
I think it's because of twist cap.
Oh.
Most, if it's a twist cap wine, it usually has some kind of carbonation for some reason.
Look at you.
I don't know why.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I couldn't tell you the reason why.
The last one we had wasn't a twist off. It was a cork.
Yeah.
Maybe because of, I don't know, flavors and taste and, keeping it.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because the most sweet ones have a twist.
And the dry ones are with the cork.
Yeah.
Interesting. They have a vineyard here. We should go there.
Let's go.
We need to go there.
They
have food too.
I guess. Okay.
It's very, very cute.
We've talked about that before.
We have. Said,
yes.
We need to go there. My birthday.
I was just thinking about your birthday.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I didn't think I was going to do anything for my birthday this year. It was so fast.
But you said it so clearly. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
And I understood.
Thank you.
Damn.
Thank you.
I was going to do anything for my birthday.
Wow.
We're going to go there.
We're going to go there.
Let's
cool.
Go.
I love that. Anyways, we're done talking. Are you chugging? She's over here drinking. You should follow us on Instagram at UFD, as in up for discussion. Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E and A-N-D-J-J-A-Y. Follow us on Instagram, DM us, comment, like us up, share us, do the thing.
Follow us on Instagram.
Also give us a review on Apple Podcasts. That's lovely. We would love that to have a review, a comment, a like. Not the like, but the star.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing below 5. Duh. You don't want anything below that. It's uncalled for.
Exactly.
Just stop listening.
Yeah, just go
just
away.
Just go away. We don't go away. We don't need that. That's all I have to say as far as housekeeping.
Okay. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping. Imagine being a housekeeper walking on people having sex. Not fun.
No.
Unless they're hot, but not fun.
Still, even then.
Then it's like,
That's such an awkward situation.
That's pretty bonkers. Or maybe like filing like drugs, or maybe like filing guns, or like filing something illegal.
I would be.
Or maybe like coming in there like finding like someone tied up. So many things could happen.
That just brought a memory in my mind.
What?
Someone being tied up to a coffee table. The moment you
That's what I thought of too, though. That's what I thought of too, though. I said, imagine someone walking in and they're like on the floor, chained to a coffee table, naked. Like, imagine walking in and seeing that.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Literally.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Whoa.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Dear God. Don't ever go to a hotel and get chained up to a coffee table.
It's not a fun time.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Speak.
The way you're twirling your glass is making me really anxious.
Good. Speak. Go.
Okay. I am doing... Okay. I drank a lot of wine in a short amount of time, and it's cheap
you
wine.
You did really just chug that cup.
That cup. I'm going to be speaking about Maitrice Richardson. Why am I thinking freeze? Okay. She disappeared September 17th, 2009.
Okay.
She was released into... this is going to be a long one. She was released into the night from police custody without a phone, her car, wallet, anything. And her body was found a year later.
My God.
Her death still remains unsolved, though.
My God.
Yeah. So, it was Wednesday afternoon, 2009, and Maitrice Richardson lived with her mother in California.
Okay.
And she was on her way to her great-grandmother's, and she normally had dinner with her great-grandmother on Wednesday.
Okay.
So she went there. They talked for, like, a long time just about stuff, her college and all that. She was 24 at the time, I believe. You're getting more...
Y'all! I literally just tried to pour the wine and the cap was on. I promise I'm not drunk. I'm just stupid. I didn't even notice it!
How did you...
I was looking at it too. Right, and I was like,
that's why I was concerned. Aww, you dropped it.
I did spill. Oh no, it spilled. Have you seen that video of that boy when he was like, oh no, it spilled, and he poured some like juice in a cup and then he spilled it on the ground and then he walked over and slipped on it.
Yes, yes.
That's to me. Fuck. Okay.
Anyways, So, anyway, Maitrice is talking with her great-grandmother.
Who? Oh, Maitrice?
Okay. Maitrice.
Okay, I was like, who? Maitrice. I was like, your trees.
Maitrice are talking. this wine. So, usually she has dinner with her great-grandmother on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. They talked for longer than usual. Sorry. And... she decided to just leave, like, in the meet or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So Maitrice leaves, and she had finished something with college. And so she felt like she kind of needed, like, a break to just kind of get her mind off of stuff, whatever.
A break as in, like, go away?
Yeah. Or... she decides to go to Malibu.
Okay, yeah.
Right, like,
okay,
beach, yeah. Stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay.
It's 40 miles away from her, where they're at, where they live in California.
Okay.
So, from her great-grandmother's house, she just goes there. So, as she gets, like, I don't know, I guess within, like, 5-10 miles of Malibu, she decides to go into Joffrey's.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah.
upscale restaurant.
Yeah.
This made me laugh when I first... There's a documentary. There's a show called Disappeared.
Okay.
And they cover this. And it does really well with, like, visuals.
Is it just, like, each episode's different?
Yeah, each episode's different. I think hers is episode 6.
Okay.
Don't know what season. Could also be lying. But I know it's not Disappeared because I watched it and it was very interesting.
What's her name?
Maitrice, M-I-T-R-I-C-E. And then Richardson.
Oh, it autocorrects to my trustee. I said, this is not right. I was like, what am I looking at? Say it again.
MITRICE.
Stop. Say it again.
MITRICE.
Oh, yeah. Richardson. Okay, yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Damn. So she pulls in, and there's a valet. So he, like, runs up to her. He's like, hey, here's the valet parking. Let me park this other vehicle, and then I'll come get yours. So okay. When dude comes back, he sees her car, but not her in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he sees her in his car.
Oh.
Going through his CDs.
Oh.
And he like, was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he said that she was speaking in, like, broken sentences. And
like us.
But one weird thing that she said that he remembers and he said it will always stand out to him was, I'm here to avenge Michael Jackson's death.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear.
Shut the fuck up. Was she on drugs? I'm here to avenge Michael Jackson's death. I'm like, what?
Like, someone in your car that you don't know looking through your stuff and saying that.
I would say, here are the keys. You can go. Goodbye.
He was confused. Have fun. Took her out the car, brought her into the restaurant. It was just like, you should probably go eat.
How did she seem in the restaurant? You're going to get to that?
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how did she? Gonna get okay. to that. So,
update. The episode is season 6, episode 1 of Disappeared. That's her episode, yeah.
Okay. I had 6 right.
I can be our own bitch.
Good. So when she's in the restaurant, she gets a steak that costs $65.
Okay, she said I'm going crazy.
And a cocktail. And so she's alone. But so
that's a big steak then.
It fucking $65? It better have been.
Usually it's like $40. $65? Okay. Oh, well, it was at Joffrey's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That makes more sense. In California.
Yeah, correct. Damn.
Anyways.
She went crazy. I get it. I feel you.
I feel like doing that, but I can't.
Make his pockets hurt. Go ahead.
So she's alone, but she sees a table of, like, people. Like, a lot of people.
Okay.
So she decides to just join in.
This is
She goes
scary.
To them. They think she's a little weird, but they invite her in. They're like, cool, whatever.
I would never.
No.
Well, I probably would.
I don't know.
What would you do?
Right.
Imagine someone be like, yeah. You'd be like, okay.
They're like, okay, sure.
Sit down.
Like, if it was just you and me, I don't know. But, like more people, like 9 of other people? Sure, yeah. Whatever. Other people. Anyway. They said that she spoke about how she's from Mars.
Mm-mm.
Her mother was Mother Earth, and the ocean was calling her name.
Period.
And she just kept going on about that.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
Literally. So the group settles their bill and they leave, and then Maitrice attempts to follow, like, behind them, tries to leave, but she gets stopped by the manager and was like, you didn't pay. Can you pay?
Where's the man? Wait, so I'm sorry, okay. We're backtracking because when she went to that restaurant, mm-hmm. didn't the man take her into the restaurant?
The valet? Dude.
Is that who he was?
Yeah. He just, like, was like, you should go inside now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought someone was with. That's why I said make his pockets hurt.
Yeah, no. It was just her.
Oh, I thought a man was buying her dinner.
No, she was alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah.
No offense to her. She's dead now, right? Yeah. Okay, I'll stop.
So the manager was like, can you pay? She was like, I don't have any money. So
that's some balls right there. A $65 steak and a cocktail.
And then try to leave.
Oh, bitch, I'm poor.
I don't got no money.
I'm gonna leave, though.
So.
Okay.
So at 9:30 p.m., Maitrice calls her great-grandmother, Mildred Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 91.
Okay.
Get
the credit card out, bitch.
Literally. It was like.
Read me the number.
Yeah, she paid for this, but they were like, I can't pay with the credit card over the phone because we need a signature. So couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So the manager contacted the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, wow.
About her.
That feels a little extra.
Yeah, but
I mean, also I understand.
If it was fucking, like, Chili's or something.
It'd be different.
It's different.
Right. It's just Joffre's.
It's just Joffre's.
It's just Joffre's in California.
Fucking near Malibu. I don't know. Anyway. So her mother is 60 miles away.
Oh, damn.
And obviously, the great-grandmother called Matrice's mother
mm-hmm.
and was like, your daughter is in a situation.
Yeah.
And Matrice's mother can't really do anything because she's alone. She doesn't have any way to get to her mm-hmm. at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I read and I watched by. Can't really remember. I think she had a younger kid with her.
Okay.
That was sleeping. It was not like 9:30. Anyway.
Okay.
So,
take the child with you.
That was my thought.
Did
but
she have a vehicle?
I don't think she had it. I don't think she had a vehicle. Anyway.
I understood.
So, the mom calls that Joffre's.
Yes.
And the manager was like, yeah, my Matrice just went with the officers. Like, taken into custody. So, the manager told him, or told her, that she was acting pretty weird in the restaurant. Like, just by the way, hey, she was being a little weird.
Yeah.
And that your daughter's car's about to be towed. And here's the location that's going to be at. Blah, blah, blah. So, her mother calls the Lost Hills station and confirms that they're...
How ironic.
What?
Lost Hills.
Literally.
How ironic.
Just wait. So, calls them and confirms that she's in a cop car right now and she's being brought to there mm-hmm. from Joffre's. So, she's worried about Matrice. She doesn't want her to be released in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They're towing her car, so she's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So a deputy assured Latisse, is her mom's name,
mm-hmm.
that she'll be contacted once Matrice arrives at the station, and then y'all can figure out what to do from there.
And I'm assuming she wasn't contacted.
Nope. Was not contacted.
Yeah.
So.
Gross.
Yeah.
Cops really do love slipping up.
Yep.
They slip fucking up. They slip up a lot, and they shit gets fucked up.
On the most important shit, how hard would it have been to be like, hey.
She's here. It communication. Oh, damn.
So the next morning, Latisse wakes up and she calls them and was like,
hello?
What the fuck? And she's like, how can I get my daughter? How do I bring her home? What do I have to do? Do I have to sign anything? Money? Whatever.
We released her last night.
Yep. So they told her that she was released about five.
About five.
5 hours earlier at 12:30 a.m. Midnight 30. Anyway, they that's how I read it in my mind.
I can't with you.
They claimed they had no reason. Well, so she was like, why didn't you hold her? What were you doing? And they said that they had no reason to hold her because she had no criminal record and was not exhibiting signs of mental incapacitation despite her unusual behavior.
What would be described as unusual that wouldn't, correlate with her mental state being jacked up?
I meant to say also.
Like, if she was talking about, like, yeah, I'm from Mars and I'm here to avenge Michael Jackson.
That's weird as fuck.
Like, that sounds unhealthy,
mm-hmm.
but also, I feel like they don't care.
They don't care.
That's the thing about it. They don't care.
It's
not a hospital, so, I mean, they're just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's not our problem.
Before her car was towed and before they left, they searched her car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason they took her in, was because she had, possession of marijuana, like a small amount.
Yeah.
So, there's a website called bringmytreeshome.org.
Damn.
Like, her father runs it.
Oh.
And he has, like,
Do you know if there's been, like, a recent, like, active update on the website?
No, I looked for one. Nothing, like, super recently.
Yeah. I was like, that would be sad if he's still, like, trying.
I know.
Because when was this?
2009.
Yeah, that would be so sad.
Right now they just want to know who killed her.
Yeah.
But so she was arrested and booked for defrauding an innkeeper and possession of marijuana.
Okay.
So I guess they just decided to not go through with it, or due to Joffre's was just like, whatever, fucking forget it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so she was released without any form of communication, had no phone, didn't have her car.
Yeah, like, why would they do that?
Or anything. And so Stephen Whitmore of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said that he told her, you can stay here if you wish, but you're going to have to stay in a cell, but you can stay here, but claimed that she declined.
Yeah.
And said she went out on her own. And we offered to let her stay.
Blah, well, that's blah, blah, something. Blah. That feels better to an extent.
I guess, but did he really? Because I feel like she...
That's
like,
true.
I mean, but if she was not in a right state of mind, it would make sense that she'd be like, no, I'm okay.
Right.
But if...
But they were claiming that she was fine. You right. Know what I mean? Like, they were like, no, no, yeah, she's good.
Because, like, a normal person would be like, I should probably just stay here.
Didn't have her fucking phone.
You're in an area you don't
you
know.
You don't know where you are. You don't have any... You don't have anything.
I would have been like, yeah,
money,
I should probably,
a
like,
phone,
stay here.
ID, anything. Keys.
Nothing.
You don't...
So...
Like, you...
If that was true when he did ask her that, she probably wasn't right in the mind and just said, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. And went out. So her mom starts to panic. And she's like, what the fuck? So she's asking how long she has to wait before she could file a missing persons report. It says, well, she was just released a few hours ago, so you should wait 24 hours before reporting her missing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That... Even without the situation, but the whole waiting for, like, 24, 48 hours.
I understand it, but it's also, like...
It couldn't hurt.
48 hours is basically the window
right.
of, like, no return.
Right. What does it fucking hurt to file one and then they were late or whatever? It doesn't
yeah.
fucking hurt.
Like, filing it doesn't really... But when you file it, they have to look. They have to go look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it kind of... It's the job. It's the job.
Right.
I do think that, yeah, I'll agree and say that that shouldn't be like a, well, you need
to
wait. You have to wait 24 to 48 hours.
Especially under suspicious circumstances.
She was being fucking
weird.
Like, yeah, that should be even more of a, like a, okay, cool, great, let's do it.
And she didn't have a car to go anywhere.
Where else would she be? Where would she be going?
Like, there's so many possibilities, and they just were like...
I think that should be a thing for police stations to do, to make sure that someone is there to get them.
Yes.
Like, that should be a thing where it's not just like, okay, bye, you know, which is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They should be like, do you have a place to go? What's your situation? Is someone here to get you? Do you have your phone? Do you have a way to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we drive you anywhere?
Right.
That should be a thing too. We can drive you to your location.
And it'll cover them anyway.
You know?
You
like
would think that they would want to cover themselves.
That's, yeah, it's their
back
fucking fault, low key. That she's fucking, she's dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dead.
It's their fucking fault. So she, like, Latisse is mad. She's like, why the fuck did you release her? I thought you said she was acting weird. Why wasn't there a mental evaluation?
Right. I thought, yeah.
I thought, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So.
I'm upset. Stop.
At 6:30 a.m. that Thursday morning, the Sheriff's Department receives a call from a Montanito community resident. He's 7 miles away from the station.
Okay.
Who said that a young woman was in his backyard, and he asked if she was okay.
It's a far walk.
7 fucking miles. And she responded that she was just resting.
What time?
6:30 a.m.
So, yeah, that's probably an hour, a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn.
So she said that she was just resting. He went to get his phone and called the police, and then she was gone. So they brought out, like, dogs and got her scent, and they're
okay.
Like, yeah, that was most likely her.
Okay.
And based on the description he gave of what he saw.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people were like, damn, like, 7 miles without a vehicle. She fucking walked there in the
yeah.
middle of the night.
Yeah.
And the area in Montanito, it's, like, mountains and
okay.
hills.
Damn.
And it's very hard to maneuver around, especially when you don't know where you are.
Yeah.
And where you're going. It's just not, like, an easy Nebraska area. Just flatland. So on September 18th, Mitresa's family gathered together and they start like putting together pieces of, like, she's actually been kind of acting weird these past couple days. All of them
are like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, wait a minute. They said that they got some weird texts from her, didn't make sense, almost like gibberish. And the day before she disappeared, she visited her aunt's house and left business cards. Meant to say, she works as a, she has like a go-go dancing job. So she like scattered business cards everywhere in her aunt's house for that. And just like, just scattered them everywhere. And then the strangest thing that they said was weird. Wait. So on... Wow.
Yeah, get it.
You got it. I had a hard time.
You have it.
I saw the words moving.
Grab it. Oh, girl.
Grab it. Not really, but like in my head. So the strangest occurrence was an unusual note left on Letizia's husband's windshield, like his car, and it said "Black women scorned" in a smiley face, and it was signed off with a kiss.
I'm trying to think of theories. Do we want to get those at the end, or do you want to say those now?
Wait till the end.
Okay.
And she was also posting unusual things on Facebook and MySpace. In between the posts on Facebook, MySpace, and the texting, it was like she had been up for days. Because it was little time in between them. So they were like, when did she go to sleep? Because she was on that bitch typing.
Yes.
So a psychologist worked with the LAPD and assessed that she was most likely exhibiting signs of a bipolar disorder.
Okay.
But she was never diagnosed. Like, living. Like, went to a test.
That feels a little off in terms of, I don't know. Like.
What do you mean?
Would bipolar disorder cause her to say the thing that she was saying? That feels druggish to me.
That was my thought, or
it doesn't feel like that doesn't feel very bipolarish to me.
No.
And also the family would have been like, yeah, we also have experiences the other time. Right. It's not just like a one, like they would have experienced that already before. She was 25.
Right? 24.
Okay. So it doesn't seem likely that bipolar disorder would have been the case.
Yeah.
For her to act like that.
I'm not sure. I don't really know what all goes into a bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But it does. That wasn't my first thought. If she did have a mental condition, I wouldn't have thought it was bipolar.
I don't see that. I'm avenging Michael Jackson's death. That's the main thing where I'm just like,
I know.
No one, like, that is.
That's like,
I'm avenging Michael Jackson's death. Like, and she's in the car looking through CDs.
That's fucking weird.
Like, she's like trying to buy a Michael Jackson CD and be like, hee, 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 Billie Jean. Like, Dior. It's like, doesn't make sense. Go ahead. It doesn't make sense.
So anyway, obviously, missing persons report filed after 24 hours.
I'm less laughing.
So, they start, like, a proper investigation, and they search her car again at the place.
Okay, yeah.
And they say, oh, we found her wallet, and it has money in the car.
And did they not find the wallet beforehand?
Yeah, it says, like, officers overlooked it the night.
But they had searched it, right?
But they searched it before they took her in. So they could have been like, there's money here, just pay and go. Here's your car.
How'd they overlook that?
I don't fucking know. But they found marijuana.
Right.
To bring her in.
Right. But they missed the fucking wallet. Where was the wallet? Do you know?
I don't know.
Exact location? Okay.
But even then,
in an entire car, you would be able to find a, like, I feel like it wasn't hidden.
No, why would you hide your wallet in a car?
It's very, like, it needs to be accessible. Like, it's, you carry that with you.
I mean, even
under a seat, right? Like, you would have been able to find easy, like, you would have been able to find a wallet. Mm-mm. Yeah. See.
So. Fucking weird. So Maitreese's family, after a couple days, they attempt to access police footage of Maitreese at the station, but their request is denied. The LAPD said that they need to follow a proper protocol in order to release that information to the family, and that they had no footage to even give to Maitreese.
I don't think that... Then why was it denied?
Just wait.
I don't think that stuff like that should be denied to family members. No, not at all. That shouldn't be an option. Ooh!
Especially when they were there. You know they were there.
Mm-mm. Go ahead and hit me!
So the family, they hired a civil rights lawyer, Leo J. Terrell. He assembled a press conference at the Lost Hills in front of the Lost Hills station on Thursday, September 24th, 2009, demanding action from the police department. He said that if Maitreese's name was Spears or Lohan, they would have never let her walk out by herself. They would have escorted her home. Yeah.
That was the year that Spears cut off her head, her hair. Fuck me.
Cut off her hair. She went crazy.
It was 08 or 09, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so was Lindsay. She was also going batshit.
Yeah. So, what a time. Months later, it's the new year. Maitreese's family and the LAPD they're like fighting. They're pissed.
Yeah.
They're pissed at them. So, they have a meeting between the sheriff and the captain of Lost Hills, and Maitreese's family finds out that they have footage of Maitreese the night she was arrested.
Do we know how they found out? It's okay.
They told them.
Oh.
But they claim that they misunderstood when they first said that they wanted footage.
Shut the fuck up.
They said that they thought she was asking for footage of her outside of the station, not inside.
Shut up. Shut up.
I know.
No one thought that, bitch.
So, on January 9th, 2010, the Sheriff's Department organized one of the largest searches in the history of LAPD.
Oh, wow.
Which is an 18-square-mile search in Malibu Canyon with over 300 trained volunteers participating in the searches, both air and ground.
Damn.
She was still not found.
Damn.
But 3 weeks later, 300 miles away.
Damn.
300 miles away. In Las Vegas.
No way.
She wasn't found there. But 300 miles away, Maitreese's father said that his name's Michael Richardson.
Okay. Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Shit. Oh my God. Maybe that was aggressive. Maybe that's what she meant.
No, because he's not dead. Yeah. I don't know what she meant by that one. I'll never get over that.
He alerts authorities that he believes he saw his daughter in a known area for prostitution on the Las Vegas Strip.
That can make sense, because she was a go-go girl, right?
Right.
Yeah. Go-go girl. And then what you said?
Go-go dancer. Yeah. Same thing, but the way you said
go-go girl, yeah.
Go-go girl.
Why didn't he just go fucking go get her herself?
He did. He ran after her, but she got lost. She started going faster, he said. Couldn't find her. And it's fucking Las Vegas. There's people everywhere.
Huge. Gigantic. Yeah. People. Yeah.
But her family thinks that it couldn't be her. They didn't think that she made it out of Malibu.
Yeah.
But on June... Wait.
Go ahead.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, find a place.
Wait, I'm thinking. Okay. What happened?
No, you're fine.
Okay. So then a couple days later, an old classmate calls and says, I saw her in a casino.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Are they from Las Vegas? I'm assuming.
No.
Oh.
California. Yes. From Las Vegas.
Okay.
Living in California.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, dude is there at a casino and was like, I swear to God, I saw her. Called out her name. She didn't answer. He was with a girl at the time. Turned to her. Was like, I'm out. Like, I'll be right back. Turned back. She was gone.
This is scary. Oh, my God. I hate it. I hate it.
So... that didn't go anywhere.
No,
family.
Oh, I hate this.
Family still believes that it wasn't her. They're probably just mistaken.
It might be.
So on June 26, 2010, Latisse and her lawyer, they file six lawsuits against LA County Sheriff's Department for negligence and wrongful death. Oh yeah, his sighting was at 3 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. When her classmate found her.
They lost lawsuits though, right?
Huh?
They lost the lawsuits.
I'm not certain.
Oh.
Actually. Hold on. Let me read this.
Okay.
I'll finish and then I'll look.
Okay.
Okay. So, on August 9th, 2010, Malibu State Park Rangers, they're hiking along the area of Dark Canyon, which is a vastly remote area, just a few miles from where Matrice was last seen in the backyard of that dude's house.
Mm-hmm.
And the park rangers were looking for illegal marijuana growing in the area, because that area is known for, like, drugs
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And it's a very difficult place to stumble upon, and it's very hard to get through because it's a little dangerous. So they discovered...
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
She got a $900,000 settlement.
That's all.
That's it. Yeah. Which, that's always like a gray area for people, is where it's just like, to someone that hasn't lost a person, it's like, oh, cool, yeah, great. You got $900,000. It's almost $1 million. But then it's just like, but my child is dead.
Right.
You know? And no one did really anything to like...
Nothing came of it, really.
Nothing came of it. Like, my child's dead, and now I have money.
Right.
What the fuck ever. You know? I can't go to fucking Thailand and be happy when she's fucking dead. Yeah, sure, I can pay for it, but who cares?
Right.
So, yeah. But yeah, she got a settlement. I didn't really see anything about the actual her winning or losing that. But when it always comes to like police stuff like that and like the state,
it's hard to win.
It's hard to win those.
So
it's
I'm
like impossible.
She got something.
Yeah.
Especially that much, honestly.
That is a lot. That's a lot, yeah.
So the park rangers are hiking and they discover the mummified naked remains
of her.
Of an African American woman. They call in. They say, they've heard about the missing girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we're not sure, but this could be her. So, it was confirmed that it was her.
Okay.
Multiple residents in the area, they reported to have heard screams in the area several nights after her disappearance. But her death was...
Her disappearance from where? From California? From where?
From the police station. Like, after the missing report was filed.
Yeah.
So, a few nights after that.
Like, right by the police station? They heard screams? Like, residents where?
Where her body was found.
But wasn't her body found in...
Dark Canyon.
Okay. Do you know how far away that is from...
That's okay, I'll look it up. I had it on I have, like, so many tabs open.
I know. Because
I had his website up, too. Or her website thing.
What's the name of the police station?
Lost Hills.
Lost Hills, okay.
Area to Dark Canyon.
Okay. Go ahead, keep talking.
Anyway, her death was deemed not to be a homicide.
Why do people do that?
Fucking
why do people do that? Not Utah, dumb bitch.
Not Utah, dumb bitch. Yeah.
Get off your phone.
My father texted me.
Oh, hey, Dad. That's 2 hours away.
Yeah. Okay. How many miles?
151.
Holy shit.
So go back a little bit so I can rethink about this.
Okay.
The local people said they heard screams.
Yeah. Several nights after Maitreese disappeared.
Right. But then she was found in Dark Canyon.
Correct. So residents in Dark Canyon. So that they heard screams.
How? Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah. How would she have gotten... Maybe like a trucker, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking.
Something?
I'm thinking maybe she got picked up by
but
someone.
That's, yeah, 151 miles is not like a... I'm just headed to, you know... But it's close to Los Angeles, so... Mm-hmm. But it's also... Looking at the map, if you look right here... It goes a different direction.
Oh,
like
you
would have to turn and go out of your way to get the Dark Canyon unless they stopped like right there.
Right.
And then she got the rest of the way there herself. You know, because it was days after.
Yeah. So yeah, she just sadly went in the wrong direction.
Oh Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah, theories you okay. wanted to speak upon.
Thinking about her being a dancer, there is easy room for a possibility for a, like a pimp.
Correct.
Or someone like that.
Correct.
And you know that can always end in fatalities if she wants to get out of it, or if he does something wrong and now she needs to run away, you know. But it's the, I don't know, it just, a lot of theories can be broken down so quickly because of how she was so normal
mm-hmm.
for all those years until like those few days before she mm-hmm. went missing. Like, it wasn't like she was being fed drugs. It would have had to be like an immediate like drug. But even then she wasn't acting normal, but she was operating enough to right. be driving and to be active and seeing her people.
But what's crazy is that her grandmother said it was a normal conversation. She didn't seem weird.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, after her driving like what, an hour or so, she's avenging Michael Jackson's death.
Like what went on?
I have no idea.
Like, I want to say that drugs were involved with that, because drugs can be involved with that. She can still probably operate and fucking be on acid or whatever. But
there was, when they got the video for the police station,
okay.
they said that there was no, like, Latisse was like, why did no one offer her a ride home?
Yeah.
And they were like, there was no other, like, deputy there that could have left. Because it's, you know, it was the middle of the night. There. It was the middle of the night. They said that there was no other deputy there that could leave the station.
Yeah. And she said she wanted to go. She wouldn't leave.
But when they got the video back in a stairwell, you could see one person like running down, going out to the doors where she would have also been let out.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, I thought you said that there was no other person there, but nothing has come of that. Mm. So they don't know if he was like, they don't know what happened.
If he was running, he could have been going to go to a scene.
He could have. But why lie about there not being someone there also?
100%. 100%. Yeah.
You could have just said, yeah, there was one, but he had to leave because this. Like, it's a very...
I'm trying to find something that makes sense, because nothing makes sense with this.
The police fucked it up.
Like, it just like, doesn't make...
Always do.
If they would have tried a little bit harder, I feel like something else could have been, you know, could have come up with this.
I'm so surprised they fucking let her
like,
go.
Like, missing the wallet, missing, like, even her having a wallet would have helped more. Possibly. Yeah. But I feel like she still would have ended up somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a sad
And, like, case. Not calling the mom, you know, and... You know, even call, you know, having that, like, oh, she's here, you want to speak to her. Like, that, right. even that could have done so much.
Yeah, because then, you know, she would have been like, yeah, she's weird, you need to.
She's talking her. About avenging Michael Jackson's death, and he's been dead for, well, I guess, 2009. Isn't it when he died?
When did he die?
He died, like, in 2009. I'm not saying 2009 for sure, but.
Type away.
Mm-hmm, that was pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Secretary, bitch. He... 2009. June 25th, 2009.
Oh, shit, yeah, okay.
When did she...
September.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was like, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. I'm avenging his death. But why in the car?
Why?
It doesn't make sense. She was looking through some CDs and was just like...
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Highly recommend watching that Disappeared episode, as well as going to bringmytreeshome.org, that website. Mm-hmm. Has tons of stuff on there. Has photos, timeline, media stuff, contacts, whatever. Her family believes it was a cover-up. They believe the police were involved, which I do too. I think that that's the most plausible explanation.
I do too. But it's...
But it's weird.
It's hard to almost see, like, how they could have been involved.
And why.
And, like, why? That's the main thing, is, like, trying to figure out a why. There's no thought of a why. And that's right. why it's, like, I can't think of how they would be involved. Because there's no reason for them to be involved.
Right. Like, no just, reason for them to,
like,
kidnap or kill her.
But people are also insane. So it's, you Correct. Know, that doesn't really need a reason. People are just ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, just a reminder, that episode is season 6, episode 1, if you want to watch it.
Of Disappeared?
Of Disappeared, yes, yeah, yeah.
I watch it on Hulu. I don't know where else it is, but that's where I watch it.
That's fine, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I had something else to say. I forgot what it was.
It's okay. Do you want to think about it?
Hold on, wait. I'm looking at my thing. Oh.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so
give it to us.
I meant to mention, according to the police report, the report was taken at 9:50.
Okay.
But on the same report, it shows that the initial call into dispatch was at 9:55. So the police report was taken before the call to 911 and the dispatch of the officers to the scene.
That's happened with a lot of things. Not even involving murders.
Murders.
But, like, other things of, like, the report being made and it not even happening
yet.
Yeah. Wasn't there something with, like, 9/11, too? Where it was, like, something was, like, it was, like, a broadcasting was made, but the crash hadn't even happened yet?
Or Bro, I don't know. But 9/11 is...
Stuff happens with that where it's, like, the report is made and it hasn't even happened yet. And that's... If we want to be practical... Well, I guess, you know, people fucking with it is practical. But in terms of just, like, that could be a simple error of, like, I hit the wrong numbers, you know? Mm-hmm. 950, 955. Very quick and very close. But also on the keyboard, the zero is not... Well, the zero is two keys down from the five. And then if you're up at the top on the vertical... They're not even close. You know, it... So an error with that almost feels incorrect. And when you're working for the police, you should not be making fucking errors like that.
Also, this is from the website from her father.
Mm-hmm.
When they received the police report, it was visibly, like, altered and, like, whited out.
Shut up.
And it also had discrepancies. They said that she... It stated that she didn't have any tattoos. She has two tattoos on her neck. Like, one on her neck.
That's very and her visible.
Lower abdomen, like the neck one.
Yeah.
Should have seen.
And when it in the tattoo thing, they usually check your body for that. They do a body check for that.
Right.
Get out.
Yeah, that's why they believe that it was a cover up, and they know something. I'm sure.
Have to.
Whether they know who it was or them or.
How long was she missing again? Like from date to date. Like, when did they find her?
Oh, her body. It was a year later.
God.
Yeah.
God. But they immediately started the search, though, right?
Yeah,
she was, like, missing persons now.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I have nothing to even... I don't even know.
And the family fought for 8 weeks over the video until they finally said, oh, yeah, we misunderstood you. We have video of this, though. Yeah, 8 weeks.
How are they fighting and saying, hey, we need the video, we need the video, we need the video, and then all of a sudden, 8 weeks later, that's 2 months. And then being like, oh, the video of her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, we have that. After we fixed it up a little bit, but here you go.
And, so the family was told by the sheriff's department that Maitrice made 2 calls while in their custody, and the family requested the phone records, but they haven't received them. They were like,
so they don't know who she called.
Yeah, don't know who she called.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
I hate this. That goes back to the whole pimp theory.
I don't think it was that. I mean.
I don't put it.
Unless the pimp was one of them. Or knew one of them. Somehow. Because she's far away. I mean, what? Unless she somehow made it all the way back, because she was close to L.A., right?
Yeah.
So unless he got her there and decided to take her out that way.
Where does she live? Does she live in L.A. or
does
she...
Yeah, with her mom.
I'm not putting the pimp aside. I'm putting that in there. I'm putting that in there. Like, yeah. If she called people and not called her mom, you know, she made 2 phone calls and she didn't call her mom. That just, like, it doesn't make. You would not call anybody else but a family member.
Right.
You know.
But again, she wasn't really right in the mind, so.
She was like, hey, 411, I need Michael Jackson's number. That's not funny. That's not funny. I'm trying to avenge his death. Let me into Wonderland. Neverland. Neverland. Oh, God. See,
from that one statement, that should have been, yeah, we need to keep you.
The moment you hear that, you're like, did you know him? No. But I'm trying to avenge that shit, bitch. They should
have kept her and none of this would have, like, happened. I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure that people are released from police custody to hospital custody, correct?
If they're...
But she wasn't condemned as, like, mentally unstable. Right. And that's the problem.
Yeah, so, like, if she had gotten tested or whatever before, her mom could have been like, yeah, she has blah, 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 blah.
Right.
They could have done something then. Should have done something anyway, but they're the fucking police, so... I don't know. There's lots of theories to go out this one, but you think it's a pimp theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it the police involved? Is it a pimp involved? Was she in LA? Was she... That's... You know, was she in Las Vegas?
That's up for discussion.